It is now 6:56. Rob Murphy, you're rejoining the show here. Rob, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right this morning.
Good. You sound a little bit better than I am.
Well, you know, I'm trying to stay healthy. Even with the amount of kids I have in the house, trying to survive the cold season is going to be something.
It's that
in Zambia, we really didn't have colds.
Really?
It's one of the sicknesses I didn't have to worry about.
That's interesting.
We had a bunch of other things that,
I'm sure,
you know, and some things that people probably freaked out. We had some, every rainy season, we had the mango flies.
Okay.
I won't go into details of what the mango flies do to you, but they give you little pimples that aren't really pimples when but they're
kind of like when I got swimmer's itch when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's tastier than that. But I'm just very thankful to not have a cold, despite my children doing their best to keep it. And you know what? And I'm not trying to down putting your kids in Sunday school, but it seems that 3 days after Sunday school, I always have a child that comes down with a cold.
Isn't that something? All the sniffing and coughing and all that stuff. So what's going on with Africa's Child? We have a couple minutes here. What's
some
happening?
Awesome things are going on. And your listeners are like, you know, these HTC listeners are my favorite people. They're always first in on all the news there.
That's awesome.
You know, besides the people at the store.
Sure.
So we sat down with the owners of a plaza in north side of Grand Rapids last week, and they love us. They were in the previous Saturday to us sitting down with them, and they could not believe that a thrift store can look like that. They couldn't stop saying nice things, and these are people that own property all over West Michigan.
Sure.
And I guess it's they're good with money because the owner, he loves to go thrift shopping.
Really?
And he's been in...
Love
thrift
it.
Shops everywhere. He stops for any thrift shop.
Okay.
You know, the guy's making a lot of change.
Just like my wife and I, we do the same thing. We love thrift stores.
Yeah, absolutely.
The number one, but it's beautiful. Your store is great.
And he just had not been into a thrift store that's so organized, so friendly, with an atmosphere that feels like you're walking into a retail store with first-run products.
Yeah.
And so that was a good sign. And we asked for a pretty generous lease from them.
Right.
It's going to be a little bit more expensive to do business in Grand Rapids, but it looks like I'll be signing the second part of the lease coming up here
this
week.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you're expanding into Grand Rapids now.
Expanding the Grand Rapids market.
Oh, that's going to give you a whole new market and a whole new huge group of customers over there. And I'm sure a lot of your customers here will travel there.
Just to see the store. Well, we're going to have to invite your listeners to our grand opening.
Let's do it. Let's have a grand opening.
That'd be awesome.
Not only are they just going to come check out the store, but you're going to have a whole new plethora of merchandise there, because you're going to be pulling from that whole Grand Rapids area. Well, Rob, congratulations.
Well, thanks
Can you
so
stick
much.
Around a little bit past the news?
A little bit.
That'd be awesome. All right, buddy. Thank you very much.